Village Board meeting tonight. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good crowd tonight. We'll call our meeting to order with a roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrick.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter. Here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do we have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda this evening? Trustee Harris.
Move to adopt as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. It's that time of year. If any of you or any of your friends or family are interested in participating in one of the wonderful committees and commissions in Alloway, that's what our government runs on. We rely on an awful lot of volunteers to help conduct the business of the village. And we have several openings. They're all on the website, but for the Park and Rec Committee, we are going to have two regular member openings. For our Economic Development Committee, we're going to have one regular and one alternate member needed. An alternate member serves if the regular members cannot. We have one regular member opening for the Historic Preservation Committee. We have one alternate member for the Board of Appeals and one for the Board of Ethics and one alternate member needed for the Plan Commission. So if you or anyone you know is interested in that, please call Village Hall and we will be more than happy to engage you in conversation on that. April 3rd is our spring election. We are going to be voting for three-year term trustees for the Village of Alloway and 1 2-year term. We're also going to be voting for the Supreme Court, the circuit court, two circuit court judges, our county supervisors on the north end of town. Paul Ballard is our current trustee, and Patrick Williams is also running. And what else? There's a referendum on the ballot regarding the elimination of the state treasurer position. And then finally, we have the school district. So don't forget to vote. When is absentee voting?
Absentee voting in person began on Monday, and it'll go through next Friday. And just for clarification, you announced the two supervisors for District 15, but we also have a county supervisor in District 14, Joan Brusky, running.
That's true. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
She's running unopposed, but she's running.
Correct.
And during every election, they figure out how many voters are by municipality are out voting. And Alloway always does very well in the polls. So we have great representation at the polls. So encourage your friends and neighbors to get out and vote because that's how we figure out what we're doing for a living. Okay, we are announcing the resignation of Diane Woodhead from the Economic Development.
The next meeting is canceled.
Oh, thank you. Because of the upcoming election, we will not be having a village board meeting, so those of you who rely on the village board for your Tuesday evening entertainment, we won't be here on April 3rd, sorry.
The room will be open.
For voting.
Pardon me?
That's kind of true.
Yeah. And now on to the resignation of Diane Woodhead. Diane has served the village for quite a while, I know, in many different ways. And Diane wrote the following letter: I am submitting my resignation for the Alloway Economic Development Committee. Due to our upcoming move out of the village, it has been my privilege to serve, and I will miss being on the committee. My resignation will be effective April 30th, 2018. We truly thank Diane for all of her time and effort in helping Alloway be a better place to live. Announcement E, we have a walk coming up for Cure for Arthritis. The walk is taking place on June 13th in Green Isle Park from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're expecting about 250 people. If you would like to participate, you can go to arthritis.org, and I'm sure they have information on their website. On Saturday, April 7th and Sunday, April 8th, there is a book sale taking place at the Alloway Community Center located at 2143 South Webster to support the Alloway Historic Society. And I believe this is the second annual book sale, if I'm correct. So, and last year's was a great success. So please get out, help support the Historic Society, and we will keep Alloway historically progressive. And let's see, Craig. Yeah, Craig. On April 2nd, we're not going to be having the smiling face of Craig Burnt, our Director of Public Works, at the table anymore. After many years of service to the village and to the engineering profession, Greg has decided to go fishing. But so Greg is retiring. We thank him very much for everything he's done. He is leaving the village in very good hands in terms of plans going forward, documentation. So our next Director of Public Works will A, have a great staff to work with, and B, have a lot of documentation to follow through. So Craig, we thank you very much for that. Would you like to give a speech, Craig? Okay. Any other announcements from board?
This Sunday at the right place is the 50th annual Alloway Rita Green Bay Kiwanis Pancake and Porky Breakfast, so please put it on your Palm Sunday calendar. Any of the proceeds raised over those many years go to support community programs. So it's a great event, a lot of fun, and food will be served from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the right place.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. They're great pancakes. Any other announcements? Brad?
Today we looked at the overnight parking ban due to the weather. No sense in keeping that going, so as of today, it has been removed. Typically, it lifts at the end of March. So after March 15th, it's up to the call of staff to remove that. So that's what we did.
So that means we're going to have a snowstorm tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 4. Back in 2014, the voters of State Assembly District 4 voted into office a young man to represent our district. His name is David Steffen, and over the last 4 years, we have been extremely well represented by David. David has worked very hard on behalf of not only the residents of Alloway, but of the 4th Assembly District. One example is the stadium tax refund, bringing the money back to the people. That was David's. And many other things, including the current effort to relocate Green Bay Correctional Institution. So David has been kind enough to come and visit with us tonight and give us a presentation and talk to us about what's going on. So it is my distinct pleasure to welcome State Representative David Steffen.
Thank you.
Members of the board, wow, Jim, you always make me want to blush. And with my graying hair, it's no longer young man. But thank you for allowing me to be here and with all of you, members of the public. Every 2 years, I like to have a moment to spend with my brothers and sisters in public policy and community service, and that being you, local elected officials. I spent 8 years as a local elected official myself, and I have always felt that democracy happens to the greatest extent in town halls and village boardrooms around the state and around the nation in places just like this. That interaction that can occur only in this type of environment is wonderful and something I actually miss at the state level. But I also am here as part of what I believe is my responsibility to report to you what I've been working on, get your feedback, thoughts. About a week and a half ago, I submitted a progress report to every resident in the 4th Assembly District, letting them know precisely what I've been working on and requesting their feedback. To each of you individually, as local elected officials, I'm catering one specific for you. They'll be coming in the next week for the communities I represent, relating more specifically to the accomplishments and continuing challenges relating to local government. We'll be doing the same for the school boards. And it's part of my responsibility because I very much believe that I, as a community servant, I need to report back to you, let you know what I've worked on, get your thoughts, see if it's good enough, if you feel I need to be doing something differently, better. And so this is part of that effort. So as part of the documents you'll be receiving, it's pretty comprehensive. I want to make sure that you have more information versus less, and probably about 20 different items that we worked on down at the state level on your behalf, on behalf of the residents, to make this a better place for community governments and local governments. And so I won't go through all those, but I do want to touch on a couple of them. First and foremost, one of the biggest things that that we did, and it's going to make a big difference for your businesses and your community, is remove $75 million worth of personal property tax responsibility that is typically handled at the community level. And by removing that amount off there, it's going to make a big difference for your businesses that are in the area. Of course, we also invested over $630 million into K-12 education this time around. And in addition to that, we had additional money that I helped work with Representative Nygren on for Green Bay School District, the Howard Swan Boat School District, and Ashwaubenon School District, that are low-revenue school districts, ones that have always been kind of very frugal with their spending, and so we wanted to find a way to reward communities that have instituted and applied and live by fiscally responsible principles, and we found a way to do that, and so that's a very positive thing, and will result in additional funding for them, and that's important even for community leadership, because a fundamental and portion of our communities are good schools, and so those are some big things that we worked on. Additionally, I wanted to let you know about a couple things that are important that I'm working on. I'm, because of my background in local government, I asked to chair a special subcommittee on local financing and trying to find some creative ways, out of the box, transformative ways that we can look at adjusting the way that the state interacts with the communities as it relates to the funding mechanism. Right now, communities are almost entirely based their funding mechanisms on property and the value of that property. And for those of you who, you know, have a retirement fund, you try to diversify. You try to diversify your retirement portfolio so that you're not relying upon any one investment. And then the way that the system is structured, every one of the communities are relying entirely on one revenue stream, and that primarily that being property tax. And so working with many members within the assembly to look at other options, and one is to have a portion of the sales tax actually be part of your funding mechanism versus it all being property tax, making you whole and allowing for some growth element. And the reason being is that not only does it diversify, but it also provides you to have a chit in the game and increased interest and effort to support your businesses not just on the brick and mortar with that they operate in, but the actual operation itself, where you're going to have a vested interest in their success, not just whether they have a brick facade or a stucco facade or whatever it may be. You're actually going to have interest in what they're actually doing in there. And maybe you can play a larger role in partnership in that way. Also, some adjustments to the expenditure restraint program, which, if you're not familiar, is a program that rewards communities established by Governor Thompson some 30 years ago. That rewards communities that exhibit certain amounts of fiscal discipline. Right now, it's very limited in the program, and I think that should be expanded and be made available to a greater extent. And then we got some other ideas we're working on as well, but it's kind of a fun project to be working on, because it's not a specific small piece of legislation. It's kind of, hey, the way I went to the League of Municipalities is I said, if you could recreate this whole funding mechanism from day one, what would you want it to look like? How would you want to structure it? And let's try to develop some ideas from there. And so it's a long-term process, but it's one that the state deserves, and certainly communities like Galloway deserve, because relying entirely on property tax for the future just seems like it may not be the best opportunity. So those are some of the highlights of some of the things we worked on. You know, there are some other things. We got some additional general transportation aid that we incorporated into the budget, some additional money for 911 services that are also part of it. We still have some additional challenges. I want to talk about those just as kind of in conclusion. One is dark store, and the village of Galloway isn't as affected as some communities like Ashwaubenon, but it is a significant issue. And essentially what it is, if you're not familiar, is a community or a thriving big box retailers are trying to have their businesses valued at the same as a boarded up, shuttered, similar sized facility somewhere else in the state. This is resulting in dramatic, sometimes 50% or more, reductions in their assessments. It's a loophole that has been exacerbated through very strategic and effective lawyers, and it's a problem. It could become the largest tax shift in state history from business community to the homeowners, and unfortunately, that's one where I did not get that one across the goal line. But sometimes these big changes take more than one session. We're going to continue to work on it. It's disappointing that I wasn't able to get that one done, but I was at least leading on it, trying to be do what I could as one individual of 132 in the legislature. And we'll continue to fight on your behalf and the residents of Galloway to try to make that happen. And then in conclusion, I don't look at it as a failure, but just a part of the process relates to the Green Bay Correctional Institute, GBCI, and the eventual decommissioning and relocation outside of Galloway. President Rafter and Administrator Lang and I have worked on quite often, it could be a transformative opportunity for Galloway. I'm going to continue on this. Sometimes I feel like Don Quixote, and that's my windmill, but I'm going to stick at it. I know that my brothers and sisters here are going to as well, and we're going to find a way to unlock $80 million of economic development for the village of Galloway, save the taxpayers, save Wisconsin over $150 million, and provide a much better facility for the inmates and guards that have to reside and work within there. So it's a positive thing, but it's a big thing, and like a lot of big things in government, it doesn't happen quickly or in a straight line or exactly as we had planned. But my commitment is to stay with that issue to its successful conclusion. So again, I am here simply to report a bit. You'll be receiving a comprehensive one via mail, and I'm always available to you to contact individually, collectively. I feel like I have service to you in any way I can, so I hope you will always find that my email, my phone, is always open to you. So please feel free to contact me anytime, and certainly if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions for Representative Stephan? Is there anything we can do to help you with GBCI?
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing that I am going to ask the village of Alloway and the business community is to start in a greater way showing support. This has been a village of Alloway elected official and David Steffen program, and we have gotten it pretty far. But I'm hoping we can enlist many more people. I want this to be a community-wide, a county-wide effort. And so I would like the village of Alloway to take the lead on establishing an online petition. And my goal is to have a minimum of 100 businesses and 1,000 residents saying, yes, I believe that this is the right idea to decommission and relocate GBCI outside of Alloway. And I want to be able to have that by midsummer because I want to present that to the governor personally. And because my goal is to have him incorporate this plan into his budget next spring. And so we need to work together on this. It cannot just be a few of us. We need more people. And I know that people are interested in this. This is probably one of the most popular things that any of us will have an opportunity to work on here in Alloway. And so I'm hoping that, the group of you and your staff would be open to considering that and joining me and assisting me and making this a priority. Let's have the community have a voice in this and be active and engaged. And, together I think we can do great things. And so I'm hoping to have your support in that way if at all possible.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. I will leave some cards at the back table for any of you or residents. If you ever have any questions, please know that I am, of course, open to you. My staff is always available. So thank you again for your time this evening.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
As David just said, he's always available. When you elect someone to public office to represent you, you hope that they're doing their job, but you really hope that when you need them and call on them, that they respond. And when David says he's always available, he's not kidding. He and his staff, whenever someone at the village has had a need, from village staff or the village board, and we put a call into their office or an email, we get almost an instantaneous response, and I'll say definitely within a day or that day. And that means an awful lot to us because it means we're important. And for the last 3.5 years, David has demonstrated his willingness and passion for helping local governments succeed. I would like to thank him personally, and there are an awful lot of projects going on right now that David is spearheading, including GBCI. And he didn't mention this to you, but he's going to be up for re-election in November. And I urge you to urge your family and friends who live in the 4th Assembly District to keep great things going by re-electing David Steffen. He's done a great job for us. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. We will move on to agenda item number 5, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak tonight on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Judy.
I'll make this very short, and you may say, well, this was on the agenda, but what I want to do is I want to thank everybody here for their help in the book sale for Historical Alloway Society. And we cleaned and categorized and boxed and brought over to that little storage room 2,311 books. We have priced them very reasonably from $3, I'd say, down to free. Just take it off our hands. I thank the board. I also thank Wesley Heating and Cooling. Thanks to tenants not renewing the leases on their two warehouses out of Green Bay, we must have gotten about 1,500 books from them. They left boxes of books. And the Reader's Loft has sponsored us both years, and now we can also say that the Village of Alloway has sponsored us too. So thank you. I will be there Saturday and Sunday. I hope to see each and every one of you walk out of there with a bag full of books, because I don't know where we're going to put them.
Thank you very much, Judy. Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight on anything?
J. Jim O'Rourke. Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Bike Ped Committee in charge of pedestrian issues. Once again, I'd like to request that the trustees contact the state attorney general and ask him to look at whether it's allowed for the village board to meet in closed session and secret session with developers to talk about rezoning properties and doing things to circumvent the zoning code. I'm very concerned about that. The state attorney general is the one that has the authority to review closed meetings, and since you guys are the ones participating in the meetings and you know what's going on, you're the one that can talk with him, and he can give you some guidance. So that goes on a lot. The closed meetings are only allowed for competitive reasons, and when you're meeting with developers and locking the public out, and zoning gets changed and planned development districts are created as a means of circumventing the zoning code, that's a problem. And once again, that's something that the state attorney general can guide you on. I'm also concerned that the TID district number one has been failing. Hopefully it'll pick up. The tax incremental district is designed primarily for public infrastructure improvements, and to date the primary use has been to give financial incentives to developers to build apartment buildings, and there doesn't seem to be much infrastructure going in for those projects. I've been asking for several years to have the trail connecting the East River and the Fox River completed, and that was supposed to be put in as part of the planned development district. There was supposed to be a sidewalk in that project, and the village has decided they didn't require the developer to pay for that, and the village is going to go ahead and pay for that, and that could cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 depending upon that. And so those are just a couple of the things that need to be addressed, but I'd like you to look at the closed meetings and the failing TID. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak tonight? Hearing none, we will move on to action item number 6. Action regarding the authorization to purchase a backup generator for the Village Hall Public Works facility. Mr. Clark.
Thank you. We're requesting authorization to proceed with the purchase of an item that was approved in 2017. Unfortunately, we didn't get the project underway during that time period, and I wanted to make sure prior to the retirement of our resident engineer that knows a lot more about that type of stuff than I do, that we collaborated and got this project done. So what we're looking to do is we're looking for authorization for a larger generator that would be able to power this facility and our public works facility during times of power outages, storms, catastrophe, things like that, so we can still operate and do our jobs, you know, as government servants, so we can make sure that our public works department can get the garage doors open and that we can operate this facility even if there wouldn't be power throughout the rest of the community. So that's what this generator would be available for. In the past, we've utilized some other methods that would just operate at the bare minimums, you know, to be able to maybe just get the doors open, but we're looking at this type of equipment to be able to power the lights and computers as well as everything else in the back of the buildings.
Thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
A motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
In general, what's the life of a backup generator? I know that one of the things on here said talked about a 10-year warranty, but what's the anticipated life?
We anticipate 20 to 25 years at minimum on something like that.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 7A from the Public Works minutes dated March 14th, 2018. Private storm lateral at 361 Bryan. Craig, do you want to or do you want me to? Okay. Last year, I believe it was when we did Bryan. Okay, last year there was a reconstruction project done on Bryan, a street reconstruction project, and all of the residents had an opportunity, because we were digging everything up, to have their private laterals replaced and financed at a low cost by the village. And Mr. and Mrs. Goodwin, who live on Bryan, there was a checkbox. I think you have a copy of that. Okay. There was a checkbox on the form that said, please install a storm lateral on the private side of the property. And we have, there's two different copies. One has an X in that box and one does not. And Mr. and Mrs. Goodwin, who've lived here for a year and a half, came to the went and talked to Jeff Piet and Craig from our Public Works Committee or Public Works Department, and they recommended they come to the Public Works Committee, which they did last week, and presented to the Public Works Committee. I think the Public Works Committee, and I sit on that, accepted this to be a mistake, an accident somehow. Somehow that got checked. And so it was recommended by the committee to see if the Goodwins would be interested in splitting the fee of $1,000 to have that lateral replaced. It's already been done. They were out of town when it was done, so they weren't able to stop the contractors from doing it. And so when we, and it was estimated to be at $1,400, but it actually came in at $1,030 or something like that. The Goodwins they agreed to that solution, and the Public Works Committee did as well. I think we could always try and really dig in and figure out what happened, but I think we would greatly exceed the cost of the storm lateral itself by trying to do that. I believe it was an honest mistake on someone's end, and I think by splitting it with Goodwins. I think it's a good decision. That was the recommendation by the board. Mrs. Goodwin has been nice enough to come here tonight to talk to us. She's going to become a Tuesday night regular at village board meetings now. But that is. Did you? Oh, thank you. Okay. So that's basically it. And so we're being asked to approve the recommendation to split the cost of the lateral with the Goodwins. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Genrich.
I would move that we approve the recommendation made by Public Works and agreed to by the resident.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dart. Any discussion? Trustee Harris.
I'm trying to figure out how we can prevent something like this happening again. You know, whether or not it's, you know, human error, someone this, someone that, who knows what exactly took place in terms of a checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the how do we prevent a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, whatever it is, how do we prevent something like that from happening?
Yeah.
Where I'm stuck in terms of trying to come up with a suggestion is, we're not sure, from everything I've been able to read so far, we don't know how it happened, So how do we stop or prevent when we don't know the steps to get us to this point? So that's my main concern with this, is something happened, there was miscommunication, we're going to remedy it, working with the resident, and hopefully everything is good going forward, but how do we prevent it? That's what I want to see if we can talk about a little bit first.
Yep, and that's a good question. And Jeff, there was a recommendation, right, of some kind?
There was a suggestion by Mr. Beyer, is that Kurt Beyer?
Kurt Beyer, yep.
Public Works Committee?
Yep.
That we have the resident total out the work that's done, as well as the bodies. Mm-hmm.
So
just maybe another step in the process. The one comment that I do want to make is that we do roughly 60 to 70 of these a project. We've done probably 200 to date. This is the only one, to put it any other way, but this is the only issue that we've had in the 200 or so. But I do like the suggestion of having the homeowner total out the dollar amount as well as checking the boxes. Just one more fail-safe.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, because, again, I understand a mistake is going to happen. We have to be able to understand that. But I think that the gentleman that came up with that suggestion, that's perfect, because that does involve, in essence, a two-step process.
Correct.
Any other questions or thoughts? Trustee Harris.
I would suggest, along with the motion, as a suggestion to the motion, we implement that in terms of the paperwork going forward.
Okay. Trustee Genrich, are you okay with that?
Sure, we can add that language to the motion to approve.
Trustee Dart? Okay. Now, I would just like to thank the good ones for coming forward in the spirit and with which they did. We're very happy to have you part of the Village of Alloy, and look forward to seeing you again soon. We have a motion on the table to approve and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Goodwin. Action item number 7B, funding for Miracle League and Warren Court projects. Craig.
Good evening. These are two projects that have come up. Warren Court, we talked about at a previous board meeting, that it has some lead services and it has a need for paving the street. And as we looked at it in more detail, we reached the conclusion that if we did just repairs, it would be patchwork. So we wanted to look at a way to actually reconstruct that street in this current budget if we could, because of the need for improvements on that street. At the same time, the Miracle League has come forward with a project, actually moved up the timetable on a project for replacing the parking lot that exists there right now and then adding some parking on Cobb Street. And part of the project and the request from the Miracle League to the village was whether the village could participate in a portion of the cost so that the project could, in fact, be done this year. Well, with these two projects and with some other things that we were looking at in Public Works, we went back to the status of our projects, the cost of our projects that we've completed and so forth, looked at the bond issue that we borrowed for the 2017 project, and I attached in the handout that you have from the meeting, the summary of the cost evaluation. The way it works out when we look at the bond is our projects are all within budget. Some are below budget. We have a couple smaller projects that remain to be completed this year. But there appears to be sufficient funds available in that bond issue. So we have the funds in hand to support the water main replacement on Warren Court, which is part of what we need to do on that street, and to support $33,000 for the Miracle Lake project, which is the amount that that is being requested. So in the current bond issue, there's sufficient funds for the water main at $68,000 and $33,000 for the Miracle Lake project. So it's our recommendation that we utilize those available funds for these two projects as a way to move both of them forward. It would be a positive thing for the Miracle Lake project, and it would also help us cover the cost of, instead of just doing some repairs on board the court, we'll actually refurbish that street and take care of all the issues at one time and have that street done. And there'll still be a little bit of money left in the bond when we're all done with the project. So it looks pretty good as far as the financial forecast on that bond issue.
Thank you. And what is the overall cost for the parking and the park at Optimist?
We have that estimated out at about $132,000.
Total.
Miracle Lake offered to pay 75% of that cost if the village could partner with them at 25%.
In our last village board meeting, we talked about partnering with community organizations for a facility at Webster Park. And tonight we have the pleasure of talking about another tremendous example where a community organization has stepped forward, helped raise funds to improve a property within public property within Alloway. And so out of a $133,000 project, the village is being asked to spend $33,000. And so we invited the representative from the Miracle League to join us tonight, part in recognition but also in thanks, and to invite you up, Paul, if you'd like to just say a few words about that. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Paul D. Joyce. I'm founder and general manager of the Miracle League. But I wanted to say thank you. I started the league, and as you know, I have Parkinson's disease, and I retired early from work, thinking I'd spend a few of my better years with the Miracle League. I love it. Here it is, 13 years later. I'm still here doing it. So glad to be at it. And thank you to the village for all that you do for us. It's been great, and I can't get out of it.
Thank you very much.
Resign.
Thank you. Well, Paul, we'd like to thank you very much for what the organization does for the village, and more importantly, what you do for the organization for the kids. If you've never been to the Miracle League and seen a baseball game at Optimist Park, you have to do yourself a favor and go. It is one of the most moving experiences you'll ever see, to see the pure joy on the kids' faces who don't always have a lot to be happy about. And thank you in a great deal to Paul for starting this and for building it to what is really a special, special thing. When is opening day?
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
So come on Saturday. Every team will play on that Saturday for our opening. That'll be great.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
So we are being asked to approve the allocation of funds for Warren Court and for the Miracle League. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Moved to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item 7C, approval to proceed with West St. Joseph Street Project. Mr. Burnt.
The West St. Joseph Street Project is a project that is in our capital improvement plan, but it had a variable time frame from 2019 to 2020 to 2021, depending upon when we decided to proceed with the project. And part of the reason for that variable time frame was looking at the possibility of combining that with some improvements on Webster Avenue. The reason that we're bringing this forward at this time is it's been talked about in at least two or three different meetings, public works and board meetings, about moving the West St. Joseph portion of the project forward in a quicker time frame. And so what we're proposing is to authorize us to go ahead and start the preliminary work on that project. We do have the funds available to do the preliminary and design engineering, and include that as a possible addition to our next major project. At this point, you're not deciding on spending the money to upgrade the street. We're simply saying it's been talked about, it's on our agenda for a project, timetable to be determined. It would seem like this would be a good time to start that process and prepare the design of that facility, and then we can decide later this year, as we have the designs available on all of our projects for the next reconstruction, and you can decide at that point whether you want to include that and expend the funds that would be necessary to do that. This would be, and part of this evaluation would be, this in part or in total would be funded through the TIF district. So that would be determined as part of this, both the cost of the project and then how it would be funded for St. Joseph. So that's the request that's on the table, is that we begin the process of designing that improvement and then bring that back at a later date.
Okay, great, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I speak.
Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Motion to approve by Trustee Genrich. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have someone in the audience who would like to speak. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules? Trustee Harris. Seconded by Trustee Green. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Evelyn Bike Ped Committee, charge of pedestrian issues. I'm interested in what the scope of work is on this, whether it's just going to be the street or whether it will include the proposed Arboretum Trail, which is now going to be a sidewalk, a 7-foot sidewalk, and a bike lane. And the question is whether it should be a bike lane or a bike route. And then also whether this will include the Arboretum Trail will include connecting Webster Avenue with the Fox River Trail. The state last week or 2 weeks ago announced that they were canceling paying for the sidewalk that would complete the trail down to the Fox River Trail, and now that's going to be a village cost. They're not going to be reconstructing Riverside Drive in the near future. Within the next 4, 6, 8 years, they'll probably resurface it twice before they reconstruct it. So I would like to know what the scope of work is going to be on the West St. Joseph Street, whether it's going to include the Arboretum Trail all the way down to the Fox River, or whether it's just going to include a short stretch of sidewalk. And the sidewalk was originally supposed to be paid for, at least in part, by the developer of the old Chapel Hill. And President Rafter announced previously that the village is going to pay for that sidewalk while it was included in the PDD as required as a pedestrian accommodation. Thanks.
Just a couple of correct. Do I have a motion to pick up the rules? So Trustee move. Harris. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Just a couple of corrections to Mr. O'Rourke's statements. The state did not say that they were going to cancel paying for a sidewalk down to the trail or down to the Fox River Trail because they were never going to. They were going to reconstruct the roadway and a sidewalk along Riverside Drive. Mr. O'Rourke said the sidewalk was supposed to be paid for, or the Arboretum Trail was supposed to be paid for by the development. Village board and village staff never suggested that development was supposed to pay for that sidewalk along that property. So just a couple of corrections. Do we have a motion on this item?
We do.
And a second. Thank you. And a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. 7D, resolution in support of Bethel Pond Stormwater Project. Craig's got a busy night.
My last item.
Bang.
In our stormwater long range plan, the Bethel Pond is one of the treatment facilities that we are recommending be constructed as part of that long-range plan. The next cycle for grant funding to assist in these projects is coming up. And we feel that it makes sense at this point to apply for funding for the Bethel Pond. It'll take about 9 months for this to work through the process and find out if we are, in fact, awarded a grant and funding for the project, and then we have a couple of years to actually construct it. So we don't know how long the funding programs are going to continue, but they are here right now, and this is a project that does fit into our long-range plan. And in conjunction with this, we will be looking at upgrade of a portion of Kalb Street as well as part of our capital improvement plan. So that'll be a couple of years from now, but this would fit into that timetable. So the recommendation is that you pass these resolutions that are required as part of the funding application for that project. There's no guarantee that we will be awarded the funding, but since we are in impaired waters, Fox and East River, we do have a pretty big chance for that. And we've obtained funding on our past projects. Grant funding. This is both funding for the project and grant award. So it's a combination. It's like a clean water fund loan where the funding comes from the DNR for the project. And it would be funded out of the stormwater utility if we do actually proceed with it.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve the resolution that with the understanding the only reason why is to go for funding at this point, and we can make decisions from there.
Okay, do I have a second? Trustee Harris?
There are two resolutions.
You have both of them.
Okay. I have a second with one suggestion, adding a couple words on the first resolution, where fourth paragraph down, hereby authorizes the Village Public Works Director to act on behalf. Just in case something were to come up in the time frame, let's say after Craig leaves, but before a public works director would be hired and come on board, just in case there is a question, I would suggest that we add after public works director or village administrator.
Are you good with that, Trustee Green?
Oh, for sure.
Good point. Good point, Trustee Harris. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 8, action regarding request for a temporary license to sell fermented malt beverages and wine at St. Matthew Parish for a Taste of Haiti event on April 21st, 2018, from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Dart. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Green. We'll go with Trustee Green on this one. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. For those of you who are interested, the Hands and Hearts with Haiti is putting on this event at St. Matthew Parish on April 21st from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. So
I'm guessing that's, is that open to the public?
Yep, and all proceeds go to St. Matthew's has partnership with Church in Haiti. So all proceeds go to support that partnership.
Thank you very much. Get your friends and family. Action item number 9, action regarding approval to purchase and replace street signs for Miramar Drive Residential Historic District. Mr. Clark.
Mr. Fuller.
Thank you.
Spread the love.
So as you know, we have listed the Miramar Drive Historic District on the state register and is now before the National Park Service to be reviewed and listed on the National Register as well. We should hear word of that next month. Planning for that, we are looking at replacing the street signs from the green street signs to the brown street signs that you might see in Astor and other historic district areas. Included an example of Law and Monroe right here, and then this is just something I found online. Something to mention though that Mr. Burt mentioned to me that the DOT requires the street signs to be replaced because they don't want all caps like this Bleecker Street one. And you can't really make it out, but the example I provided in Green Bay has a capital letter and then all lowercase, and that's something that they are requiring us to do, and we've been doing over time, and so this would be part of that program to replace the signs, but when we replace them, we would be having a brown sign. So just something to mark the historic district.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Please ask it.
Trevor, what size are these signs? Are they the same size as all the other little green signs? And is there any way we can move to a larger sign? As I get older, it's harder and harder to see those darn signs.
They're going to smaller letters.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you say that?
They're making them smaller, I think.
Yeah.
Not that big, but I mean, I've seen them in different sizes, mm-hmm. and ours are quite small.
Oh, great view.
Yeah, there's different sizes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It is a historic district. There may be older people living there.
Oh,
they would also appreciate it.
Part about that,
yeah.
I think you're standing up here
okay.
alone.
Do you agree?
Put the coat on and leaving. Yeah. It's going to be outlined in neon and flashing.
Okay, do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris. Any discussion?
Just if we can do bigger ones. I second Penny. At least look into it and see if it's at all feasible.
Okay.
Is the plan, assuming approval, to change them out still in 2018?
Yes.
Okay.
And then one comment I just want to make relate to this district is in the past 2 weeks I've already received 3 calls of residents very excited about the district and looking forward to completing projects in the districts and receiving some of those tax credits that would be available to them. So it's one big advantage to having properties listed in the National Register is homeowners are able to take advantage of those tax credits. So we are moving forward with the Robinson Hill Historic District and securing that same designation. So.
Great, thank you. Question, does the DOT regulate all of our street signs? So not just on state highways, but everywhere. Okay, and the reason for uppercase and lowercase, easier to read? Or?
Readability, yeah. Okay. It's kind of a change statewide.
Okay.
What a funded mandate.
It is.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 10, action regarding policy for public participation at village board and committee meetings. I've asked this to be considered, and I'll just read real quickly what I wrote. The primary purpose of the Alloway Village Board meeting is to conduct the business of the village, which is to manage and control the village property, finances, highways, streets, navigable waters, and public service. That's according to Wisconsin Statute 61.34. During those meetings, many village boards allow for the period of public comment, and Alloway is no different. The village board has a history of welcoming public input and participation at our meetings. Many governmental bodies have defined a policy for public participation at their meetings. These policies serve to help inform the public of how and when they can speak during a village meeting and what the guidelines are for doing so. These policies also serve as a tool to help guide the village in conducting public meetings in a consistent fashion. I'm recommending the village board direct staff to create a policy for public participation at village board and committee meetings. The reason I brought this up is because if you've noticed, we like to have fun at these, yet we have business to conduct, and we love public engagement. But we have to make sure that we get business done. We don't have many problems here in Alloway. But I think to make sure we don't, and to take care of any questions that may come up, I think we just have a policy. And some examples of policies that our clerk reached out to other communities, asking how they conduct their meetings and what their policies are. And most of them have a public appearance section, much like we do. Some invite the public to speak, say anything they want at the beginning and not just something that's not on an agenda, which is a request that I had yesterday from a village resident that we consider, because some village residents can make it to the beginning of the meeting, but they can't stay. So one thought was, let's let people engage when they can, and that would normally be at the beginning of the meeting. A lot of communities limit the period of time to 15 minutes for public input, and for individuals to 3 minutes. That seems to be the standard in policies that I've seen. Doesn't mean we can't extend that period, but by guideline, that's what some communities do. I received an email from a gentleman, Mr. Abbott, here in Alloway, who said that he thinks it would be in the best interest of the citizens of Alloway that the board consider revamping how meetings are conducted to hear their input. And I'm just selecting a few lines here. I just think there ought to be more open time type forum for citizens to share their viewpoints, concerns, ideas, and especially ideas. And we really want those ideas. My comment to Mr. Abbott was, first of all, thank you for your input. But our whole process, when it gets to the village board, it's been vetted to a great extent. Most of the issues that have come before the board go through village committees. They've been published on our website. They've been sent out to village residents via our email system. And to have long conversations at the village board, even though we've enjoyed them many times, there are many other times throughout the process when village residents have input and the ability to get it to the board. One thing that people get frustrated with at local government or any government is that everything takes a long time. We meet twice a month. And so if we have to defer something or send it back, it's going to take longer. So it's just, I think it's something to think about. And most importantly, or just as importantly in our whole process, I believe that
we have to maintain the integrity of these meetings. When people come to a village board meeting, they expect to hear the truth. And they expect to hear the truth from this table or from the podium. And the village board meeting is not a place for people to engage in back and forth, he said, she said, turning it into a sideshow. So I think a policy where everyone knows what the rules are, they live by the rules. The integrity thing concerns me a bit because if an individual comes up and says something and we're not going to respond, it seems as though it's true. So one thing I would ask board to do if this gets passed is to consider part of the policy. If someone comes up and says something as though it's factual and we ask for proof of that fact, that if that fact is not proven or if that information is not provided, that the person be given a warning or one more chance, and if that happens again, something happens, whether they are allowed to speak or not speak or what. But we have to ensure that whatever's said in this village board meeting is true. The world's full of fake news now, and we don't want that here in this boardroom. I don't want it in this boardroom. So that's it. We've gotten a lot of feedback from different communities, and so I would just like us to recommend to staff to put together a policy that they feel might work and send it back to this board for consideration. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Genrich.
I make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Dark. Any discussion?
Can I speak?
I think clarification would be good of, you know, putting it on paper so people can understand what it is and make it as comfortable as possible for people to participate, I think would be a good thing.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? I have a request from the floor to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion? Trustee Harris? Seconded by Trustee Green. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Bike Ped Committee. I'm thrilled that this board has decided to concentrate on integrity. It was a number of years ago that I pointed out what's euphemistically called baby lies with regards to public projects here in Alloway, specifically the West St. Joseph project. I was threatened at that point. One of the board members asked if we could, the board could hire an attorney to go after me for pointing out what's euphemistically called baby lies. It was very interesting that at the most recent Public Works Committee that there is a single contract, two different versions of the exact same contract, and it's said that it was just an honest mistake. And nobody dug down to figure out how the Public Works project on Bryant Street ended up with two different contracts, one with the box checked and one from the public and one from the village. Same contract,
Mr. President,
different. And
are
so
we getting
my,
off
that
track?
Is, that is
Mr.
my
President,
question.
Are we getting off track from the idea of creating a policy on public participation?
We are. Thank you.
Okay. So
please
speak. Call the point of honor. Point
Mr. Hurt, please speak to the issue.
The issue is the public needs a way of going on record, and that would normally be through correspondence, but the village doesn't have a time for correspondence or any way for the general public to contribute a correspondence to the official record. So the only way that the public can go on the record is to show up and take the valuable board time. And a lot of the general public don't feel comfortable speaking. I know I don't feel comfortable speaking here. I feel it's an adversarial process. And clearly, Mr. Rafter feels the same way. So I would I would like the village board to look closely and ask the attorney general if the village can go ahead and decide what is factual in their opinion, and if they can prevent people from speaking at the public portion of the meeting. So, for example, Jim Rafter said that there were no, the state didn't plan on building the Arboretum Trail down to the county, the state property. That's not true, but I'm not going to ask that Jim Rafter not be allowed to speak at these board meetings. Thank you.
Correspondence is allowed. We accept correspondence.
We've read in written correspondence.
Just
we've
written the
read
email.
In emails.
Jim, have a seat. Jim, have a seat.
Ina.
We're done.
Mrs. Goodwin.
Thank you.
Just about it.
Mrs. Goodwin.
Do I have to?
Please do. Could you give us your name and address, please?
Rebecca Goodwin, 361 Bryant Street, Emily, Green Bay.
Thank you.
I would just like to speak to a comment he just made. I feel that I reached out via email, and I was responded to promptly. I was invited to come. I was heard. I don't feel there was a problem whatsoever. I feel this is a great open forum. My only suggestion would be maybe look at doing like an online thing. I know that can get out of hand, but if you had someone governing it, it can open up to the person who emailed in earlier. They can submit requests that way to get things in, but like you said, you've read things in, and I just wanted to point the fact that I felt it was very easy to communicate and make it here. That's all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Valerie Hutchison, 812 Derby Lane. Looks like I have a lot of notes, but really, I was really glad to see this on the agenda, although I didn't think that you were going to say you were really going to expand so that it'd be more of a give and take, because when I'm standing here and when I see other people stand here, sometimes you make what is a very important point to you, to your neighbors, and really you just kind of get stared at, which is, you know, a little unfulfilling. Mm-hmm. You don't hear anything more about it. It just lays there like a egg and nothing happens. And as a resident, that's really not, you know, what I want the village board to do. I want to engage. If I have something that's important to me, mm-hmm. And so I think there should be more give and take. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Also, on the agendas, if there would be a way to say, instead of saying, you know, item 2, ordinance number 35.8, subsection B, 012, C, page 3, you know, mm-hmm. what is that? I mean, nobody knows. So if you would say, you know, we're going to talk about this ordinance and it has to do with fences, okay. then people would know if they need to email you or call you or give their input or show up at the meeting and talk about it. But a lot of, I'll look it up, but a lot of people won't. Most people won't. Almost nobody does. And
do.
Yeah. And when you say too that there, you know, you read in mm-hmm. two things, that's 2 out of 14,000 people though. So it's really not input. It's, I mean, I'm not saying you had others you didn't read, believe me.
Right. We read the ones we get.
Yeah, I got it.
I
believe that. I'm just saying I don't think there is a lot of opportunity for input from my viewpoint and and my neighborhood association. We, you know, unless you come here and do it this way, I mean, I would email or, you know, on occasion I encourage other people to email and call a lot. But that doesn't always happen. And I will say, you know, what about sending a survey out? When was the last time that was done to the whole village? Mail a survey saying, what are we doing right, what are we doing wrong, and what do you want to see done? When was the last time?
Do you know the answer to that?
It wasn't that long ago, was it? It was the last...
It hasn't been the last 5 years.
No, it wasn't the last 5 years. We did a survey monkey. Yeah.
But see, you have to mail it. Because there's a huge population in Alloway. I mean, we are an aging population in Alloway. And there's a huge part of that population, and other people too, that are not going to get on, online mm-hmm. and do that. So, why don't you mail? How else do you know what people want you to do?
Yep.
Really? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it just seems important because in the hierarchy, the residents are here, right?
Yep.
And then the board, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So, I know you want to know. And I think that you do a good job, but I think there needs to be a lot more give and take. That's our input from the panel.
Great. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
Good evening. Karen Sees, 805 Alloway Terrace. I'm new to this, so there's probably some things I kind of need to get the hang of here, but I'm active in the Robinson Hill Association as well. Kind of want to concur with a lot of what Val said. I guess, and again, maybe it's getting used to the process here, but when I looked at the word action regarding this tonight, to me, that said, this is kind of a done deal. And just to reiterate Val's point, I think if it's something that affects the community, the idea of survey input or somehow soliciting more information on that, your point is good about wanting the meetings to run smoothly, not be adversarial, all of that. But I think there's a lot of things that, and a lot of people don't want to take the time. I get that. We are trying to encourage more involvement in our association. Some of that is a communication issue, maybe our part, transparency, but I'm just thinking their awareness of relevant issues. Like Val made a good point of saying, well, if you're not used to reading stuff like this, then, referring to such and such in real technical terms, a lot of people aren't going to do that. So maybe, more of a summary format, or where it's clear who's connected with the issue, who's speaking. Basically, I'm talking about accessibility of information, with the points that she's made. Because, I use a computer, but I'm not a techie, and I know there's people older, than me that are not, conversant with some of that. So I'm, pretty much agreeing with a lot of what she said, but just to clarify, I think the main concern is accessibility and participation and awareness and feeling comfortable communicating with you guys, too.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll take a motion to pick up the rules. Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. You brought up great ideas. I thank you for that.
I think part of the reason we aren't really just hearing, we are listening, but some of the parliamentary procedures that we operate under, we can't in some situations do a give and take kind of a thing, because then it becomes a discussion, a debate, or whatever. But trust me in knowing that we do hear what you're saying.
And I was going to reiterate in a little more specifics. There can be times when items get brought up to the board. We can only take action on items that are listed on the agenda. I understand the point about going into a little more detail. But if something does get brought up, more often than not, what we'll do is set that up as an agenda item for a future meeting or ask staff to dig into it further. But again, following what we have to do in terms of parliamentary process, there's different things that can't take place on that day. So didn't know if everyone understood that part of it. I know I have to definitely learn about it as I've gotten involved.
A couple of thoughts have come to mind as we're discussing this. is the idea of an online contact us form. We have that on the website, right?
There's an email that is online.
Okay. Maybe we could even have a public input contact form, where if there was something that people wanted to talk about or wanted information on, they could just go in and fill it in and have it go to staff and look into it. I think that was an idea.
Excuse me, for Valerie's point, if you know, not everybody is computer savvy, you know, maybe having that form on hand here at the village would be another step.
That's an excellent point. I thought at one point we had kind of comment cards and that sort of thing. We could certainly do that. Another thought is, many organizations, I know this is the night of a village board meeting, but a lot of communities will have sheets at the door saying what the person wants, who the person is, what they want to talk about, and are they in favor of it or not. Because if they can't stay for it, at least their voice is heard, and we can read it into the record. So that's one way to do it. Another thought I had, and this is topic for another day, is public meetings. So maybe coffee house things, or where we actually just sit and talk, invite people in and talk about ideas, talk about concerns, and hold, what are they called, open houses or whatever, to invite the public in to talk about issues that are important to them and not necessarily at a village board meeting. So that would be another way to do it. So I thank you, and keep thinking. If you have ideas, please send them in. All of our emails are on the village website, and there is a village contact us. So please fill those in. But this is a discussion I guess I struck a chord, and that's a good thing. We can always improve. So let's take a look at how we might be able to improve. At least that's my recommendation.
Does your neighborhood, Robinson Hill Neighborhood Association, have meetings on occasion?
Yes.
Okay. If you could let us know when those are, maybe we could, some of us could try to attend.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great idea.
That'd be fun.
Okay. We do not have a motion.
We
do have a motion. In a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Does that make sense, Brad? Okay. Action item number 11, action regarding trimming of trees on Webster Avenue. Trustee Green, at the end of our last meeting, asked us to put this on a future agenda because the county was clearing trees or trimming trees on Webster and not necessarily doing the best job. And so in the meantime, Trustee Green has reached out to the county, Paul DeVecchio, the head of DPW for the county, Department of Public Works, as well as Troy Streckenbach, as well as our representative of 14th District, Joan Brusky. And together they are working through issues. The county has halted trimming of trees in Alloway until we can get together. And I know they're talking about ways to educate the staff at the county and help them trim trees the way they should be trimmed. So things are going forward. I would like to thank Trustee Green for your hard work on that and taking the lead on that. So there's nothing to talk about tonight on this issue. Which moves us to action item number 12. Any other future agenda items?
Communication.
Okay.
Just going to reiterate what we heard earlier. If there's any way we can improve people's ability to contact us and exchange of ideas and information, we'd be glad to support that.
And a survey.
Yep. I thought of another idea. We could write have an article written in the Alloway magazine.
That's a good idea.
Hopefully, on how to engage, how to get how to be heard at the village, opportunities for doing so. Okay, so we don't have any other future agenda items, so I will move on to item number 13,
Do I have a motion to convene? Yes.
But we won't have to do that tonight. So.
That's right. Thank you. Then I will skip number 13. There's not a need for a closed session. I will skip number 14, and I will go straight to 15 and accept the motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Genrick. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Just as a reminder, folks, no entertainment on April 3rd, but get out and vote.